Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. With me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive all week and every week from 4 p.m. Or if you want, on my Instagram, at AndyGoldstein05. Now, we start today's podcast with reaction to yet another defeat for Brendan Rodgers' Leicester, this time at the hands of Manchester United. After the game, Rodgers had some very explosive post-match comments about the squad and the departing statement made by Chelsea-bound Wesley Fofana.
Wesley was exposed here to a club when very few people knew who he was. And we brought him to here as a 19-year-old, put him in the team. His profile went worldwide as a kid. And he was absolutely brilliant. He got injured and they looked after him and gave him a great big new contract. His agents would have done really well as well. And we felt he was going to be here. And I felt that he wanted to be here. But the game's changed. I would say the post didn't come from Wesley. I know that for sure. Because I've had other experiences where I had a message from Wesley, which I knew wasn't from Wesley. So the post is probably a cheap shot towards the end from people and representatives other than him. The kid's a great lad. Well, I felt 6 months ago we needed to improve the squad in the summer because every team, no matter how good you've been, it needs regenerated. And some of the players, like when I came into here, if I think back 3.5 years ago, which seems a long time, some of these boys were at that point maybe been written off at 32 and 33 years of age. So we're 3.5 years on, and not a great deal has changed in terms of the starting 11. So I knew 6 months ago it would have been an issue for us, and obviously, of course, we haven't been able to do it. But we're not going to lay down and roll over. We have to find a way now. Our objective this season is get to 40 points.
On now to all the fallout from transfer deadline day and the summer window finally slamming shut. No one really says that, it's pointless. Just 24 hours after scoring direct from a corner at the Emirates, Arsenal tried and failed 3 times to secure the signing of Villa's Brazilian midfielder Douglas Luiz. Arsenal invincible Ray Parlour joined Alan Brazil on The Breakfast Show and gave his thoughts on the shape Arsenal were in after another quiet deadline day.
Sometimes you just can't come to that deal. I don't know what the deal would have been, the right money to get Villa to say, yeah, you can have him. Probably 30, 35 million, maybe. You might have got him, but Arsenal were probably looking at the financial situation and saying, well, we can't go that far. Yeah. And that's what happens in football. Once that transfer window closes, now, obviously, Villa now will be looking at January to probably try and move him on. Whether it'll be less money then, I don't know, but... I think Villa fans, if he's not going to sign a new contract, I can't see the point of keeping him. I really can't. I do think they need a bit of cover in central midfield. That's why they probably went for Luiz in that midfield area.
No, 20 million. Tielemans was always... And Maddison would be a lot more than that.
Yeah, he's more of a number 10 though, isn't he? I think they need that holding midfielder a little bit more than an attacking midfielder. They've got lots and lots of good attacking midfielders. Smith Rowe, you've got Saka, you've got Martinelli.
Odegaard started well.
Odegaard is... He's been excellent. I don't know how bad his injury is. Partey now is injured as well. Lokonga come in against Villa, done really well. He's a youngster, but can you rely on him all season? We don't know. So I think they need a little bit of backup there.
Now, a deal that went through was Chelsea's acquisition of Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang from Barcelona just a few months after a sensational departure from Arsenal. Former Palace owner Simon Jordan gave his thoughts on the Blues signing.
I mean, he will play for Tuchel, and Tuchel will tolerate his nonsense. And in some respect, he embodies the modern-day footballer because he has an innate amount of ability and, from the looks of things, and it is an outside view, a predetermined outlook and what he thinks he's entitled to do and what he thinks he's not entitled to do. He came to this country with a title of being a little bit of a playboy and a little bit laissez-faire, but a great talent. At that time, Arsenal weren't one of the big six clubs. They were in amongst it, but when he signed for them, they were a club in decline. None of the big clubs that were winning things wanted to sign Aubameyang because, for whatever reason, despite the prolific goal scoring that he brought to the table, he wasn't somebody that people wanted to sign. Arsenal signed him. He did very well for them. I have little doubt that for a period of time, you stick that fellow in your dressing room and in your team, he will get you goals because that's what he does. And then inch by inch, yard by yard, the leopard will revert and not change its spots. And he will be someone that's problematic to manage. He will turn up on November the 5th. As sure as day follows night, he will turn up on November the 5th when they play Arsenal.
Yeah.
Believe me, he'll be scoring that game.
Now, this lunchtime, you can hear live and exclusive commentary of the Merseyside derby as Everton host Liverpool. Speaking exclusively to TalkSport, Everton winger Damari Gray has faith that the team and under-fire boss Frank Lampard can turn things around after a difficult start to the season.
Your manager makes a difference, but you know, it comes from just self-confidence and self-belief. I feel I'd come back from Germany at the time, so it was nice to be, you know, back in the Premier League, and yeah, I hit the ground running. Obviously, it ended up being a difficult season where I've survived at the end, but I've had a good time here and I'm excited for this year. It's a fresh start and yeah, I've had a good start to the season again, and I think myself and the team will continue to grow and have a good year. I wouldn't say Germany improved me as a player so much, like my ability. I'd probably say mentally and like my character, it improved me a lot, obviously with the COVID and stuff at the time. You know, I was quite isolated out there, away from my family and stuff, and I'm like, I'm a homeboy, I've always been in Birmingham where I'm from and stuff, so it was a tough transition, and I think that period of life was just, you know, difficult but good for me, and I think that's part of the reason why when I come back, I kind of hit the ground running, just to, you know, appreciate the comfortable things, you know, being around your family, being close to home, being back in England and stuff, and, you know, it taught me a lot, and not to take some things for granted. So, you know, obviously, like I said, it's been a bit of a roller coaster and I've had different trials and different circumstances, but you know, I believe everything happens for a reason, and yeah, it's done me good.
On now to TalkSport 2 this afternoon, and you can hear live and exclusive coverage of Spurs against Fulham. Speaking exclusively to TalkSport, Fulham striker Bobby Decordova-Reed says that he's in the form of his life and loves playing in this Fulham team.
I've been in the Premier League a few years now, and I feel confident and equipped to be playing in the Premier League. I feel like I can still go on for a lot longer. I think times has changed, whereas before, ages of 31, 32... was near the end of career, and I don't think it's that anymore. Players are playing until 34, 35 confidently, and I feel like I can be one of those players. I'm enjoying playing in the Premier League, especially in a team like this, with this group of players as well, and this manager, and we're all together at the moment. We're like a one family, and we just want to pull together and stay in the Premier.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLL and branch.com today Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, the Lionesses are back in action tomorrow for the first time since their historic European Championship win in the summer. They are away to Austria for a World Cup qualifier, and ahead of the game, striker Alessia Russo has been speaking to TalkSport's Jeff Peters.
It's been a pretty crazy few months. I think the whole tournament itself was just unbelievable, and what we've done for the game and how we performed out there together was really special. And yeah, the fans, everything about the occasions were just a summer that we'll remember for the rest of our lives. And then obviously now, yeah, it's been a bit different. Life isn't as quiet as it used to be. Lots going on and off the pitch. And yeah, there's lots more attraction around the women's game, which is nice to see after a great showing this summer.
Have there been any celebrities maybe that you've bumped into who didn't know were interested in football or knew who you were and have said thanks for what you did and well done? Has it been a bit mind-blowing in that respect?
Yeah, I think that maybe when we were in camp, we kind of didn't realise the impact we were having outside because we're so focused on the next game, the next session, whatever. So when you come out, you kind of realise the impact that we have had, speaking to lots of different people, understanding how they enjoyed the games and what they were doing watching them and who they were celebrating with. It was nice to hear that maybe we'd brought the nation together a little bit over the past few months.
Ellen White, Jill Scott have moved on from this group. What's their legacy for England football? And obviously with Ellen leaving as well, how does that leave the striker situation?
Yeah, first and foremost, I think Ellen and Jill are just true legends of the game. I was fortunate enough to play with them both, and I'm so grateful that I got the past few years with them. Jill's a huge character on and off the pitch, and she's a fighter and she's a winner. And then off the pitch, she's just a joy to be around. She's always got everyone laughing. And then Ellen obviously took me under her wing on my first camp, and she's just one of the best goal scorers I've ever seen. So to be able to have learnt from her on my first camp and for the past few years was not much more I could ask for. She's truly one of the best, and she'll be remembered forever in English football.
And just finally, what would it mean to get to the World Cup and show what you can do on an even more international stage than the Euros?
Yeah, our full focus now is the World Cup qualifiers. Obviously Austria on Saturday and then Luxembourg. So heads fully turned on those two games, and then hopefully go on to compete in Australia next summer. But yeah, full focus is on these games coming up now.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.